And now, the rest of the story. William Jackson Smart. Ever heard that name? Bill Smart. He was born June 5, 1842. His only eventful years were those during which he fought in the Civil War. Even then, his accomplishments were, well, they were not extraordinary. Bill Smart was just an average fellow. He left us no philosophy, no invention to be inherited by future generations. He established no business which blossomed into a giant corporation or a household word. He never instituted a social reform. He never ran for political office. He never wrote a single word worth engraving in stone, but you're going to remember him after today. Bill Smart was a very average fellow, so unremarkable, in fact, that what you're about to hear is about all we know about him, and yet each year his memory is honored. Each year you unwittingly pay homage to Bill Smart. You see, when the Civil War was over, with the end of the war, passed a bleak era in our nation's history, but soldiers returned home to rebuild, and Bill Smart returned home to a farm in Jenny Lind, Arkansas. And Bill's property in Jenny Lind included a small coal mine, and he and his neighbors worked that mine to their mutual benefit. Within a few years, Bill and his wife were the parents of four children, and then in 1887, a calamity for the Smart family, the crops failed. And facing the threat of destitution, Bill sold his property and his coal mine, all of it, for $5,000. That same year, he and his wife and children boarded a train for what Bill believed was the new land of opportunity, the Pacific Northwest, Washington State. And shortly after their arrival, Bill purchased a farm in Creston that nestled in the rolling Big Bend Hills. The next 11 years brought two more children and much happiness. But the greatest challenge of Bill's life lay ahead, for on a cold March night in 1898, Mrs. Smart passed away, and Bill would have to rear their six children alone. With Creston tainted by a sad memory, Bill and his young family packed up and moved to Spokane. And in a little house just west of Spokane, six youngsters grew into fine young men and women because of the man who took it upon himself to be both father and mother. In 1910, one of those children, Sonora, was a young woman of 28, and June 5 was to be her father's 68th birthday. And Sonora remembered his self-sacrifice after the death of her mother. And this particular birthday, Sonora wanted him to know that she remembered. So she appealed to the Spokane Ministerial Association. Sonora sought help from that organization in putting together a citywide celebration. And on June 5, Sunday, all of the churches of Spokane and their congregations, all of them said happy birthday to Bill Smart by honoring fathers everywhere. And the idea spread from there. Again, now, Bill Smart was a very average fellow. He left no words, no deeds by which we would remember him, and yet because he gave himself so selflessly to his children, each June, you remember your father. Tomorrow, I hope you'll remember Bill Smart and his daughter's gift on the occasion of his 68th birthday, for that was the first ever and the beginning of Father's Day. And now, you know the rest of the story.